Hello, radio readers. I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas, to chat up with you the fourth book in our fall 2019 book club series. Yet another bestseller, Yuval Harari's Homo Deus, A Brief History of the Future. The paradox of the title anticipates the mind-bending ideas posted by Harari, an historian and professor at a prominent university. It's taken me some time to read it, mostly because the ideas are so dense, so provocative, I've had to frequently set the book aside to think about these ideas and their implications. For example, in the final sections, Harari riffs on a study published in 2013 by researchers at Oxford. This study predicts that within 30 years, a variety of current professions will be obsolete, the work of which will be done more efficiently and accurately by computer algorithms. The list of professions is wide-ranging, including sports referees and underwriters, lifeguards, archivists and carpenters, security guards, chefs, tour guides, and paralegals. Harari also predicts that the work of physicians, attorneys, bankers, and stockbrokers will also become the function of digital algorithms. And he asks, as humans are displaced from work, what will we do? Play computer games and self-medicate? Return to school to retool our skills? Well, Harari quips, already, right now, companies are developing interactive algorithms that not only instruct individuals in various topics, but can also, by coding reactions and responses of students, summon up and deliver individualized instruction to best meet each student's learning styles and needs. This is to say, we can add teaching to the list of disappearing vocations. Then, as humans are displaced from work, Harari asks, what will we do with our lives and to sustain ourselves as we have more time free of work? And what with advances in medicine, more time to live, what will it mean, if anything, to be human? History shows us similar patterns, of course, especially in historical shifts from agrarianism to industrialization to corporatization. As we know, new types of employment emerge, new ways of filling our days and lives. But in our cybernetic era, Harari predicts the emergence of a small elite of upgraded superhumans, which in times past have been labeled by philosophers and graphic artists as the Ubermensch and Superman. One difference is that Harari's upgraded superhumans are unlikely, as does the Superman of DC and pop cultural fame, to fight never-ending battles for truth, justice, and the American way. Instead, in Harari's view, having gained an invulnerable immortality, these few upgraded superhumans will have become divine, hence Homo Deus, literally God-men, or men who are as gods. Yeah, of course, each of us can identify at least one or two of those in our daily lives right now, right? But imagine those one or two with empowered consciousness and control of all algorithms, including each of ours. If or as this comes to pass, what will life on the high plains become? More or less populated? Greater or fewer resources? Improved access to improved healthcare? To more goods and services? If you'd like to hear more about Harari's ideas and vision for the future, keep listening to Radio Reader's Book Bites and check out his books or catch him on a TED or YouTube talk. Meanwhile, I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas for HPPR's Radio Reader's Book Club. And right now, I'm headed outside to feel the changing of the seasons and in other ways revel in the beauty of our high plains.
The Radio Reader's Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head. 10,000